You're listening to SBS News.
The headline act on the first day of the General Assembly, Donald Trump appeared pleased to be at the United Nations until he approached the escalator. It suddenly stopped.
An escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the First Lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. But she's in great shape. We're both in good shape. We both stood.
Most would consider this a minor inconvenience, but it set the tone for his address.
These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
When he spoke here during his first term, leaders laughed at him. This time, they laughed with him, for a moment anyway.
I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
Then the admonishing began, warning uncontrolled migration will lead to the death of Western Europe.
It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. See, I can tell you. I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
He attacked the science of climate change.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
Criticised allies who've recognised an independent Palestinian state.
And instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now.
And once again claimed to have stopped seven wars, including one between Egypt and Ethiopia, which never happened, while insisting the UN has done nothing to help achieve peace.
For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up.
In years past, leaders have used the General Assembly podium to criticise the United Nations, but never before has a leader accused the body of actively supporting the people smuggling trade or told their counterparts that their countries are going to hell. Donald Trump's speech implied he sees the UN as an irrelevant, outdated institution, but one that could be improved. And just minutes after his fiery address, his tone changed completely.
Our country is behind the United Nations 100%. I think the potential of the United Nations is incredible, really incredible. It can do so much.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, responded.
The United Nations, from me to our teams on the ground, to our missions, we are entirely at your disposal to be able to work together for a just peace in the world.
Peace in Ukraine, Trump says, is the hardest to achieve. His latest sit-down with Volodymyr Zelensky was a friendly affair, the Oval Office shout fest now a distant memory.
We support, Mr. President, your idea, and I want to discuss it, how to stop some countries from Europe, how to stop the possibility to buy Russian oil and gas.
Trump says he'll tell his friend, the Hungarian Prime Minister, to stop buying energy from Moscow. But it was his answer to this question that will have caused real concern in the Kremlin.
Mr. President, do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Whatever President Zelensky said to Trump in private seems to have had an impact, although Kyiv is aware he could easily be swayed by another phone call with Vladimir Putin. I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form, President Trump wrote. Putin and Russia are in big economic trouble, and this is the time for Ukraine to act. President Zelensky noted the change.
It's a big shift.
This post of Trump, it's a big shift.
It was a whirlwind day of meetings, the president sitting with Arab leaders to discuss post-war Gaza.
And we're here to see if we can get the hostages back and get the war over and get back to life in the Middle East.
Endorsing Argentina's president and debating Palestinian statehood with Emmanuel Macron.
Well, I think it honors Hamas, and you can't do that because of October 7th. You just can't do that.
Nobody forgets the 7th of October.
The American president tends to dominate day one of the General Assembly, but rarely to this degree. Having told leaders what he thinks about them and the state of the world, he left for Washington. Diplomats across New York breathing a sigh of relief. At UN headquarters, Ben Lewis, SBS News.